Losing a child is a devastating loss, but imagine if that death is followed by a legal battle. That's what happened after a Mukilteo teenager died in 2016. Now her mom is trying to change state law. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
Dawn Kravanek lost her daughter Nina to suicide.
Nina was a beautiful, smart, and kind young woman who passed away 3 months after her 15th birthday.
Her mother told a panel of Washington state lawmakers about discovering her daughter, calling 911, performing CPR, and the wrenching decision later to take her off of life support. But it's what happened after Nina's death that brought Kravanek to Olympia. She and her former husband ended up in a legal battle over how to handle Nina's remains. He sued, and they ended up in mediation.
I didn't feel like I actually got to start grieving until after we finally came to an agreement and her remains finally got to be placed.
Now, Kravanek is pushing for a bill in Olympia to clarify who decides how a child's remains are handled.
This bill involves a tragedy, the death of a child.
The sponsor of the bill is Republican State Representative Paul Graves. He proposes to give the ultimate decision to the parent who the child lives with the majority of the time. In cases of equal custody, the decision would fall to the parent whose home serves as the child's primary address. Graves acknowledges it's not a perfect solution.
Any rule that we have in this circumstance will, in some cases, be arbitrary and potentially unfair.
But Graves says that's still better than the status quo. His proposal, though, faces opposition, including from Colleen Lamott, a lawyer who represented Nina's father.
I don't believe that looking at residential time is the appropriate way to make this decision.
Instead, Lamott says lawmakers should look at how divorced parents handle health care decisions, something that's often dictated in a parenting plan. Family law experts say disputes over the burial of a child are rare, but Nina's mom says she wants to make sure that no family goes through what she did.
Families are having to deal with this, and I just want to save them one part, one step in the process, if possible.
Kravanek says she hopes lawmakers pass a bill this year and call it Nina's Law in her daughter's memory. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.